The world's greatest event is coming, led by the Spirit of God. A prophetic emergency of God notifying His beloved people. In this season of spiritual awakening, let us fix our gaze upon the Lord. As we awaiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we stand on the threshold of this extraordinary event, let us recall Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. The divine symphony unfolds, resonating with the melody of God, love, and salvation. In the sacred moment, let the words of God in Psalm 119:105 guide us. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. As we receive prophetic notifications of the world of truth, may the scriptures illuminate our journey, providing clarity and wisdom to navigate the path set forth by the Spirit of God. United we stand, as 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10 encourages us. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. As we, awaiting for the divine event, let your heart prevail over all that seek to take your attention from God's plane. For your transformation cometh sooner. Be united in Christ and transcending differences and fostering a collective spiritual awakening. Anticipation of abundance of harvest, Galatians 6:9, echoes through our heart. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. As we await the event, let steadfast faith be our guide, knowing that a season of abundance and blessings is on the horizon, preparing you for transformation and renewal of your immortal body, Romans 12, verse 2, beckons us to embrace transformation. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The approaching event carries the divine power to renew our spirits, inviting us into a profound transformation that aligns us with God's purpose, of the shower of divine grace to humble ourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. Prepare your heart for the anointing of blessings as God's grace showers down upon us, lifting us to new heights of spiritual fulfillment and favor. May this prophetic symphony resonate within your hearts, preparing you for the majestic unveiling of God's divine plan in the forthcoming event. The imminent rapture draws near, a moment filled with the promises of Christ's glorious return. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. The rapture is a divine event where believers will transform instantaneously, transcending into angelic being in a matter of seconds. Matthew 24, verse 36. Reminds us of the uncertainty surrounding the timing. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son. Let us remain vigilant and prepared for the glorious moment when Christ will gather His chosen ones. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive will be caught up together with them in the clouds to the Lord in the air, and so we always be with the Lord. The resounding trumpet herald the divine gathering of believers to meet the Savior of our soul. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning. Be ready, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what the Lord hath said, he saith to all. Stay awake. Living in readiness, may our heart attune to the signs and signals of Christ's imminent return. As we contemplate the rapture, may the anticipation of the blessed hope inspire a deeper commitment to faith in your heart. In watchfulness and readiness for the glorious event when we shall be forever united with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.